إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Verily the praise belongs to Allah, we praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This morning, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we'd like to complete the last section of this topic, at-taqwa, and its effects and the characteristics of the people of taqwa and their reward or recompense. By Shaykh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali, Hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him. Alhamdulillah, the Shaykh has, in what has been mentioned until now, brought out a number of very, very important points. The most important of which is, first and foremost, understanding what is taqwa, what is this definition linguistically and in the sharia, and the obligation of the Muslim or the mu'min to observe the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation and circumstance. And after this, the Shaykh mentioned in some detail from the Quran and from the Sunnah the characteristics and the qualities of the people of taqwa, so that a person might know if they fall into this category of people, if they have these descriptions or these characteristics or qualities. And finally, the Shaykh mentions the reward of the people of taqwa, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. And the promise of Allah is ever true. Indeed, Allah does not break His promise. So what we want to review this morning, alhamdulillah, any other words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His promise to the people of taqwa as to what would be their reward. In brief, Annie, I just want to remind myself and each of us of the important note that we ended on yesterday, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a Muslim has to be constantly reminding oneself to be aware and to be conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us, and that He knows everything that we say and that we do, and His angels are recording it. So a person should strive to fear Allah in every situation or circumstance, wherever they may be, in order to protect ourselves from the harms of the behavior and the actions that are displeasing to Allah. The Shaykh says, the reward of the people of taqwa. And here he mentions, I think, 9 ayat of the Quran. And of course, there are many, many, many ayat of the Quran that describe the reward of the people of taqwa. And every single word of it should be of importance to the one who has a hope and desire to achieve that reward. He said, we will mention something of that which Allah has prepared as a reward for those people of taqwa. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in Surah An-Naba, 78th Surah, Ayat 31 through 36, إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازًا حَدَائِقَ وَأَعْنَابًا وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابًا وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. That verily for the muttaqun, for the people of taqwa, there will be success, mafazan, meaning paradise, gardens and vineyards, and young, full-breasted, mature maidens of equal age, and a full cup of wine, no lagw, no dirty, false, evil talk shall they hear therein. And none of the things that we hear today that hurt our ears and hurt our hearts will be heard in Jannah. No lying. All of this a reward from your Rabb, an ample calculated gift according to the best of their good deeds. Verily, for the muttaqun, there will be a success that is paradise, a great success. What is this success? Gardens and vineyards and young, full-breasted, mature maidens of equal age. The Hur al-Ain, maidens of paradise. And a full cup of wine. It is wine, yani, wine is prohibited in this world, but it will be permissible, a wine that will be permissible in the hereafter. As in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Insan, 76th Surah, 21st Ayat, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا. And their Lord will give them a pure drink, meaning wine, that will be permissible there, and it is pure and clean. And also, لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا. No lagu, no dirty, false, evil speech, useless, vain talk shall they hear therein, nor lying. This world is full of false talk. Talk that does wrong to a person, troubles him, keeps him awake, and harms his family. How much talk do you hear? And how much speech do you read? And how much false talk do you hear? Rather, how much obscenity do you hear? And we seek refuge in Allah from this. But there, yani in Jannah, there is no false talk. There are no liars and no agitators. There is no one there except people who are at the highest level of cleanliness and purity, sensibility, sobriety and manners, perfection in the utmost level of perfection. This honor, all of it is from Allah, the Exalted, the Majestic, for the people of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَزَاءً مِنْ رَبِّكَ عَطَاءً حِسَابًا. A reward from your Rabb, an ample calculated gift, according to the best of their good deeds. Yani a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani that is as a result, or that is yani due to something that we have done. Yani the person has done good deeds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then rewards them with a reward that is in reality a gift from him. Yani, in other words, the reward is far beyond the deed itself. So it is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in reward for their deeds, and this is a favor from him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, yani in Surah Al-Mursalat, 41st and 42nd ayat, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي ظِلَالٍ وَعُيُونٍ وَفَوَاقِهَ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ. Verily the muttaqun, the people of taqwa, the pious, shall be amidst shades and springs and fruits such as they desire, whatever they desire. Amidst shades and springs. shades are trees, and springs are rivers of wine, rivers of milk, and rivers of honey. The springs mentioned here are the springs mentioned in other ayat, yani where they are specified, which types of springs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Dhariyat, 51st Surah, ayat 15 through 19, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. يعني verily the people of taqwa, the pious, will be in the midst of gardens and springs in paradise, taking joy in the things which their Lord has given them. Verily they were before this, yani before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the gift of Jannah by His mercy and His favor, before this they were muhsinun, yani the people of ihsan, the people who did good, yani who were good, who were excellent in their worship of Allah and in their yani dealing with the people. They used to sleep but little by night. Yani they used to sleep a little at night, and they used to stay up in the worship of Allah, invoking their Lord and praying with fear and hope. And in the hours before dawn, they were found asking Allah for forgiveness and their properties, and in their properties there was the right of the sa'il, the beggar who asks, and the mahroom, the poor one who does not ask others. Yani they gave to those who asked, and those who were in need, though they didn't ask, they gave those also. Yani these were the muhsinun, the people of ihsan, who used to spend a lot of the night calling on their Lord and praying to Him in fear and in hope. And they used to seek forgiveness of their Lord, and they used to spend their wealth in the way of Allah, giving to those who asked, and those who were in need but did not ask. In the explanation, these characteristics are close to the characteristics mentioned in the ayat from Surah Ali Imran. Yani the characteristics of seeking Allah's forgiveness, and the characteristic of yani spending graciously and generously in the way of Allah, and al-ihsan, the characteristic of ihsan, as we found in Surah Ali Imran 133rd and 134th ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani the Shaykh repeats this saying from Surah Al-Dhariyat, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ آخِذِينَ مَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مُحْسِنِينَ. Verily the muttaqoon, the people of taqwa, will be in the midst of gardens and springs in paradise, taking joy in the things which their Lord has given them. And indeed they were before this, and before they entered the Jannah, they were from the people of ihsan, the doers of good. So there's no doubt that there's a relationship between the entering Jannah and the good deeds that they used to do in this world. Yani this saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means Allah gave them this because this was their condition in the world. They used to sleep but little by night. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Little bit of sleeping in the night. And He described them, tabaraka wa ta'ala, elsewhere with His saying, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. Their sides forsake their beds. Yani at night they used to leave their beds and stay up in the night to invoke their Rabb in fear and in hope, and fearing Allah's punishment and hoping for His reward. and they spend in charity in Allah's cause out of what we have bestowed upon them, no person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. Naam, jazaan bima kanu ya'malun. And here, we don't have the time to really go into detail, but we should mention that in this type of expression, the reward for what they used to do, jazaan bima kanu ya'malun, the scholars of the Sunnah have mentioned, and specifically Ibn Kathir mentions some clarification of this matter, that the reward for what they used to do, the ba here, bima كانوا يعملون, is ba السببية, not ba الثمانية, meaning that the ba here, that this was the reward that they used to get due to what they used to do, meaning that the actions, the good deeds that they used to do are a sabab through which they earn the mercy of Allah in His favor. Not that it is the price that they have paid and therefore they are entitled to, by right, to entering Jannah. Rather, the payment for Jannah could never have been paid by the deeds of the human being, but rather the deeds of the human being are the sabab or the cause through which one earns the mercy of Allah and His favor. And this is understood from the hadith, the narrations of hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, which vary in meaning, that no one will be saved from the hellfire or no one will enter the Jannah except by the favor of Allah and His mercy. And when the Prophet ﷺ said this, they said, وَلَا أَنْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, not even you would enter the Jannah by your deeds. And the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلَا أَنَا إِلَّا يَتَغَمَّدَنِي اللَّهِ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ, that neither even I would enter the Jannah by my deeds alone unless Allah smothers me, surrounds me, covers me with His mercy, with mercy from Himself and His favor. So this is a proof, this hadith is a proof that the meaning of these ayat, that a person would enter Jannah bima kanu ya'malun, that the meaning of it is that their deeds are a cause to earn Allah's rahmah and His fadl, and it is not the price that one has paid due to which therefore they are entitled to Jannah. Rather, the Jannah is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Shaykh goes on to mention from Surah At-Tur, I don't remember which number it is, 52 maybe or something like that. Ayat 17 through 23, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ, that verily the people of Taqwa will be in gardens and delight. فَاكِهِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ, that the people of Taqwa will be, the people of Taqwa will be in gardens and delight, enjoying that which their Rabb has bestowed upon them, and also enjoying and benefiting from the fact that their Lord, their Rabb, has saved them from the torment of the blazing fire. And it will be said to them, قُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا حَنِيًا بِمَا كَانُوا تَعْمَلُونَ. And again, this expression came here, eat and drink with happiness because of what you used to do, as a result of the deeds that you used to do, the good deeds, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eat and drink and enjoy, bima kuntum ta'amaloon, that those good deeds that you used to do were the sabab or the cause of you earning Allah's rahmah and His fadl. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the description of the reward of the people of taqwa, muttaqiyina ala sururin masfufa, وَزَوَّجَنَاهُمْ بِحُورِ الْعِينِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقَنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا عَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَةً وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ, that they will recline with ease on thrones arranged in ranks, and we shall marry them to hoor, female fair ones with wide lovely eyes, and those who believe. And this ayat should be reviewed for the benefit of an important point that it contains. And those who believe and whose offspring follow them in iman. Yani those who believe and their offspring don't go get off the path and go astray. Rather, their offspring follow behind them and also yani accept this way and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. I mean, to them shall we join their offspring, and we shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. Meaning the people of Iman, if their offspring also accept this Iman and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would join them. And He would put them in the same place, in the same level in Jannah, without decreasing the least of them, the lesser of them. Would not be decreased, I mean the greater of them would not be decreased in bringing the lesser of them to the same level. Yani, a person's offspring will be joined to them, joined with them in Jannah, if they believe, and they would also get the same great reward, even though they may not have done equal deeds, due to the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for yani, the favor upon their parents of bringing them with them. And this also, yani, there is an indication also in the Quran and in the Sunnah that parents would also benefit from their children. And from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, a parent will benefit from a righteous child, waladun salih, who prays for them after their death. So we can see from this that parents will benefit from their children, and in this ayat, children will benefit from their parents if they believe, if they also have iman. We shall not decrease the reward of their deeds in anything. Every person is a pledge for that which he has earned. And we shall provide them with fruit and meat such as they desire. There they shall pass from hand to hand a wine cup free from any laghu. Yani they will be free from any dirty or false, evil, vain talk between them and free from sin. Because it is, yani, because that which they will be given to drink will be lawful for them to drink. And the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Dukhan, Naam, 51st to 56th ayat, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. Verily the people of Taqwa will be in a place of security, paradise, فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ, among gardens and springs, يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُنْدُسٍ وَإِسْتَبَرَقٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ, and they will be dressed in fine silk and also in thick silk, facing each other. كَذَلِكَ زَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ, and likewise we shall marry them to Hur, fair female, with wide, lovely eyes. يَدَعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ, and they will call then for every kind of fruit in peace and security. لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتَ إِلَّا الْمَوْتَةَ الْأُولَى وَوَقَاهُمْ أَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ, and they will never taste death except the first death of this world. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will save them from the torment of the blazing fire. Indeed, this is a great description of the reward of the people of Taqwa, that not only will they enjoy the blessings of the Jannah, but they might be saved. Some of the people will be saved completely from tasting any of the punishment of the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save them from the torment of the blazing fire. Verily, the people of Taqwa will be in a place of security, fi maqamin amin, in a place of security where there is no fear, none of the causes of fear, and no anxiety, but instead tranquility, peace, stability, calmness of the soul, peace of mind, and paradise and pleasure. Yani, just imagine, no fear, none of the causes, the things that cause fear, no anxiety, no worry, but rather tranquility, peace, stability, calmness of the soul, and peace of mind. This is, yani, the reward of Allah for the people of taqwa in Jannah. This is the condition of the people of taqwa. Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala, said, friends on that day will be foes one to another. Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqeen. إلا المتقين وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وتلذ الأعين وتلك الجنة التي أورثتموها بما كنتم تعملون. Rather, وفيها ما تشتهيه الأنفس وَتَلَذُّ الْأَعْيُنُ وَأَنْتُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Now, friends on that day will be foes one to another, except the people of taqwa. They will not be enemies of one another. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this series that they will have, the soul will have in it that which is, it desires, and the eyes, yani, will take pleasure in that which it will have in Jannah. And they will be in it, remaining in it forever. And this is the Jannah which they will inherit due to what they used to do. Yani, due to the good deeds and the acts of obedience that one used to do. The Shaykh, he says here, yani, he turns to the important matter of, from amongst the ways or the means or the things that one should observe in protecting theirself from falling into error, is being careful who one takes as a companion or a friend. And he mentions here the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and some ayat from the Quran. He said, look for the companion who is a believer, who will help you to be obedient to Allah, who will motivate you to do good and warn you against evil, and only good will come to you from him. Yani, look for, search for the companion who is a believer. And this is understood from another hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum may yukhalil. Yani, a man will be upon the deen of his close friend. Therefore look, consider, be careful in who you choose for a close friend. So look for the companion who is a believer. And in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تصاحب إلا مؤمنا ولا يأكل طعامكم إلا تقي. Yani, don't take as a companion anyone except a believer, and don't have anyone to eat with you, yani, to be your regular companion and close associate and friend that you eat with, except a person of taqwa. Except a person of taqwa. Look for the companion who is a believer, wa alaykum salam, who will help you, wa alaykum salam, who will help you to be obedient to Allah. Be careful who you choose for a friend. Only take as a companion a believer, who will motivate you to do good and warn you against evil, and only good will come to you from that companion. And this is as in the similitude or the parable or the example mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مثل الجليس الصالح والجليس السوء كمثل صاحب المسك وكير الحداد. Yani, the likeness or the parable of the good companion, الجليس الصالح, the righteous companion, and الجليس السوء, the evil companion, is the likeness or the parable of the صاحب المسك, yani, the one who is a merchant who sells, yani, sweet smelling fragrances. Yani, this is the likeness of the Jalis As-Sali, the righteous companion. And the example of the evil companion is the blacksmith blowing the bellows. Indeed, the similitude of the righteous companion and the bad companion is that of the perfume seller and the blacksmith. So the perfume seller, he will either give you some, or you will buy from him, or you will find a nice fragrance from him, from being around him. That is, either he will give you a gift, since that's your companion, or you will buy from him perfume, or you will find a nice fragrance from him just being around him. So you are in goodness and safety with him, meaning in every situation you would never be deprived. You will never be deprived of good. Yani in the likeness of Al-Jalis As-Sali, the yani righteous companion. The righteous man is like the perfume seller. This is his condition. You don't receive from him anything except good. He will never harm you. You will receive knowledge and advice from him, guidance towards good, guidance towards piety and beneficence. He enjoins you with good deeds and forbids you from evil. You will not receive from him except that which benefits you. But the evil one, the bad companion, Yani al-Jalis as-Su, his similitude is as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and the blacksmith, either he will burn your clothes. In some of the narration said, burn your house, or burn your clothes, or you will find from him a bad smell. There has to be some harm from this kind of companion, one way or another. Either he will land you in difficulties, or you will plunge with him into deviation and tribulations and desires and trials, or your manners will change you, so you will be affected by some of his evil. So this hadith and the ayah before it encourage the believer to look for friends and companions who are sincere and truthful, those who cooperate with him upon righteousness and piety, and do not cooperate with him upon sin and transgression, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in the similitude we narrated to you, the condition of the righteous man and the condition of the bad man, or the righteous companion and the evil companion. So those companions, their condition on the day of resurrection is as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, and here he mentions from Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, 27 through 29, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Yani, on the day when the zalim, the oppressor, the wrongdoer, the unjust person will bite upon his hands, and he will say, يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. Now, oh, would that, I wish that I had taken a way, yani follow the path of the messenger. يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Woe to me, I would that I had not taken such and so, so and so, as a close friend. Too late then. لَقَدْ أَضَلَّنِي عَنِ الذِّكْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَنِي وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِلْإِنسَانِ خَذُولًا. Yani, he said, I wish that I had not taken so and so as a close friend. Indeed, he has caused me to go astray from the dhikr, from the reminder, after it had come to me. And indeed, shaitan is to the human being one who will desert him and abandon him. Naam. And refuge is sought with Allah from this condition of the evil companion, yani, who later on, when it's too late, you will wish, you will regret having taken such a one as a companion. There's nothing there except regrets. There's nothing there except denouncement. Each of them denouncing the other. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said about his companion Ibrahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warning his people, وَقَالَ إِنَّمَا اتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا. And Ibrahim said, you have taken for worship idols instead of Allah. مَوَدَّةَ بَيْنِكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكْفُرُ بَعْدُكُمْ بِبَعْدٍ وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْدُكُمْ بَعْضًا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. The love between you is only in the life of this world, but on the day of resurrection you shall disown, reject each other and curse each other, and your abode will be the fire, and you shall have no helper. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, informing us about the people of the hellfire in Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 67 and 68th Ayah, وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّنَا سَبِيلًا رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَلَعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. And they will say, Our Lord, verily we obeyed our chiefs and our great ones, and they misled us from the right way. Our Lord, give them a double torment, a double punishment, and curse them with a mighty curse. For those evil companions, these are the consequences of the companionship of the people of evil and the bad people, the people of deviation and the innovators, the people of disbelief and arrogance and transgression of the limits. This is their end result. And that also is the end result. Yani the other side, that is the end result. The other way is the end result of those who loved each other for the sake of Allah. Yani who had pure love for one another for the sake of Allah. You all know the saying of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلَّهُ إِمَامٌ عَادِلٌ شاب نشأ في عبادة الله ورجل قلبه متعلق بالمساجد. يعني there are seven whom Allah will shade in His shade on the day when there will be no shade other than His shade, the shade of His throne. The just ruler will be shaded by Allah on the day when there will be no shade except His shade, the shade of His throne. A youth brought up upon the worship of Allah, yani from youth, from their young age, they were raised worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And a man whose heart is attached to the masjids, even when he leaves the masjid, his heart is attached to the masjid all the time. And two men loving each other for the sake of Allah, they meet upon that, yani love of Allah, and they separate upon that, upon the love of Allah. And a man who remembers Allah when he is alone and sheds his eyes, shed tears, yani when there is no one there, and when he is alone in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah caused him to shed tears. And a man who was called by a woman who possesses status and beauty, and he said to her, yani he rejected her invitation, saying, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهُ رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ, that indeed I fear Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And a man who gave sadaqah in such a way, yani hidden, such that his left hand does not know what his right hand is spending. And these seven are from amongst the people who will be fortunate by the mercy of Allah in that terrible day when there will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be shaded under the throne of Allah. What is meant by this loving for the sake of Allah? Yani this is the point of the hadith that the Shaykh is really intending to mention here. Yani two people who love each other for the sake of Allah. He's talking about good companionship and evil companionship. And here he's talking about the reward of a good companion, of two people who love each other for the sake of Allah. What is meant by loving for the sake of Allah is that you meet with your companion due to this love. Yani the reason why you are with him is because you love him for the sake of Allah, because of his iman and Islam and adhering to the sunnah. And you separate due to it. Yani the reason why you come to him and you come to him upon love of Allah, and you separate upon the love of Allah. And this is from the causes of that great status with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah will shade you in his shade on the day when there will be no shade except his shade. On the day that the sun will come close, such that there will not be more than the distance of a mile between the sun and the people. Whether the distance of a mile is the well-known measure, or the mile of the kuhl container. All of this is unbearable, and all of this is a frightening situation. The people will wish to be free from it, even if it means going to the fire. They will go to the prophets, upon whom be prayers and peace, so that they might intercede for them to be rescued from this situation on that terrifying day. However, the close companion for the sake of Allah and those who loved for His sake will enjoy this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shades him in the shade of His throne on the day when there is no shade except His shade. So the believer should be concerned that he is a person of taqwa and that he should not associate except with the people of taqwa. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not take as a companion except a mu'min, and do not have anyone eat your food except a taqi, a person of taqwa. And that doesn't mean that you can't invite any other than that, another type of person, even a kafir, to eat some food with the intention of getting near to them to call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not as your close companion that you eat with all the time. So the believer should be concerned that he is a person of taqwa, and he should not associate except with the people of taqwa, those who will help him to establish what this taqwa entails, which will entitle him to be praised before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Praised for having the likes of these characteristics, having the likes of these characteristics witness for him with, and this great reward being provided and prepared for him on the day of resurrection. And the Shaykh, he supplicates here, I ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make us and you all from the people of taqwa who deserve Allah's pleasure tabaraka wa ta'ala and deserve the goodly reward with him. As I began, the intention is not plentiful speech. Rather, the intention, O brothers, is that we are concerned that we should be people of taqwa in truth, in reality. And this is not achieved by claims that, quote, unquote, I am a Muslim, or I am righteous, or I am from the people of Sunnah, or I am Salafi. I am adding here to the Shaykh's words, pardon me. The Shaykh said, I am a Muslim and I am righteous, or whatever claims that the people are making. If it is said to you, in you is such and such, yani some bad characteristic or quality, and in you is such and such, you get angry. Although your condition might be worse than what you are described with. So repress anger, be patient and forgive the people, as are the characteristics of the people of taqwa. I remember that a man transgressed a right of his neighbor, yani Yahya ibn Sa'id al-Qattan. And so he said to him, yani the man said to Yahya ibn Sa'id, you are such and such, and in you is such and such. And Yahya, rahimahullah, was crying and saying, you have spoken the truth. You have spoken the truth. The man is saying to him, you, in you is such and such, accusing him. And he does not respond. He does not say to that man, no, no, this is not true. Rather, he cries and he says, you have spoken the truth. You have spoken the truth. The examples from the Salaf, the early predecessors of the Muslim Ummah, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ and the Tabi'un and those who follow them, the examples of the Salaf, from the Salaf, are many regarding their humility. Naam, their acknowledgement of their shortcomings and their holding fast to noble manners, correct beliefs and righteous actions. Noble manners, correct beliefs and righteous actions. Which by Allah puts them in the ranks of the best of the people of taqwa. So let us make the Quran an example and an inducement to actualizing the characteristics of the people of taqwa. those who deserve this great reward from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, such that they deserve this hospitality and this honor from him. And the Shaykh, the Shaykh said, let us make the Quran an example and an inducement to actualizing the characteristics of the people of taqwa. Meaning that when we read the Quran and when we memorize the Quran and when we study the meanings of the Quran, let's take what we find in the Quran as an example and an inspiration and a motivation to actualize, to realize in ourselves the characteristics of the people of taqwa. And the Shaykh closes with the supplication, I ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to make us all from the people of taqwa, the ones guided by his guidance, the ones guided to his path, seeking his pleasure and fearing the meeting with him, and that we prepare with everything we can for the meeting with Allah in a way that is pleasing to our Lord Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And we ask Allah to make the meeting with him beloved to us. Indeed, our Rabb is the all-hearer of supplication. And may Allah send his prayers upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and upon his family and companions and peace. And this is the end of what the Shaykh said in that lecture. And there are some questions that follow, quite a few. Some of them, I think, are not really related to the topic. But in any case, perhaps tomorrow we may take from those questions something. But we'll stop here. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. If there's any questions or any comment or any correction from what has been said. Wa iyyakum. Every person who enters the Jannah will have whatever their souls desire. Is that sufficient?
Okay.
Does Allah have to describe in every detail, especially such matters that men might discuss freely, but women don't discuss freely. The women especially, not only women, but men should also be shy. We should feel some haya from discussing certain types of matters. But Allah mentions it just in general, that there will be some special reward of certain type of women that he will create as part of the reward of the people of paradise. He mentions for men. He doesn't mention that specifically for women, but there's no doubt. How many ayats in the Quran mention that the people in Jannah will have whatever their souls desire? Whatever their desire. So if a woman is desiring whatever she desires, secretly within herself, even if she doesn't express it. So Allah doesn't express it. But for sure, the person who enters Jannah will have everything that they desire, whatever it is. And they will not desire except that which is good. And Allah will provide them with that which they desire. And Allah knows best. Naam. Basically, this ayat is saying that the people who believe, if their offspring follow them, follow their path of iman, and they're also believers, Yani that's the condition. Then Allah would join them together in Jannah. Allah would join them in Jannah. So even though perhaps their children didn't reach the same level of Iman and Amal as-Salih that the parents did, but if their children follow their parents in Iman, they would not be separate in Jannah. Rather, Allah will raise their children up to where they are, so they will be with them. And this is a reward to the parents, that their children will be joined to them. Even if their children don't deserve to be in that place, they will be with them as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their reward would not be decreased in any way. Meaning, in order to join them together, they will not be brought down. Rather, those will be brought up as a favor from Allah. طيب.